Episode 1885, How to Be the Insta-Influencer in Your Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. So come on, smile, jump in with an extraordinary mindset, knowing that you can go much further than you ever imagined. How to be the Insta influencer in your life. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. It is March Madness. Mark your calendars. Following spring break, oh yes, be here, be square. We've got the Academy launching, opening up just for you. Well, so much of your days are looking side to side. Why compare? Stay in your lane and learn how to be the Insta influencer in your life. If you look at the modern woman, the modern man, you know, that modern woman, she has a fabulous tools and technologies at her disposal, from social media to mobile phones, which are like compact computers in your hand. However, what has not changed is that we're still women. Hear us roar. You know, yesterday was International Women's Day. It was celebrated all over the world. It's wonderful that we celebrate women. Yet, why do we really need a celebration? Every day, everyone is uniquely made with a purpose. If we can live out our purpose, imagine how we can change the world. We don't need a day for everything. We need to wake up knowing that we have a God-given ability, gifts and talents that we can utilize to impact the world that we touch. But here we sit looking side to side, comparing notes as to whether or not we're good enough. Who has the right to decide our destiny of greatness? Jeremiah 29:11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God knows everything about you, every hair on your head. And I'm really sorry that he knows every hair on my head, because it's kind of a mix match. You know, I've got white coming in, and then I've got the color of the brown because I've lost all my color. Talk about stress. But I'm glad he knows everything. But yet, here we sit, right, going, gosh, if I only looked as pretty as she did. If I only had the body. If I only had her kids. If I only had her husband. What if I had her job? I want to aspire to be like her. Now, understand this. It's one thing to have mentors and to look up to them. But when you get caught in comparison, that comparison trap, that's what we're talking about here. That's a totally different discussion. Mentors are awesome. We all need them. I have mentors. Maybe I am your mentor. But regardless, when we sit down and we go, gosh, I just want to be like her. I want to have her podcast. I want to have her network marketing business, only if I knew as many people as she did. You see, you're giving permission to others to have a say in your life when you look side to side, when you compare. Why would you hold yourself to such slim standards? You are fearfully and wonderfully made with a divine purpose. Who really needs to be someone else? Be you. Be your own Insta influencer and create your now. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your now. People today respond to authentic people, real people, not the ones that come on and look like they have a perfect life. You know the feeds I'm talking about. Whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, even in Snapchat, TikTok, wherever you are, Pinterest, you look at them and you're like, oh my gosh, if only. I know I've caught myself more than once going, if I could just get my social media to look like that. And then I'm thinking, Well, okay, I could be like that, but then maybe I wouldn't have a podcast like I have now. You see, there are trade-offs in life. But the problem is we're trying to be the everything, always. People are going to respond to you because you are you, because you're authentic. If you're trying to be someone that you're not, your influence will be low and slow. Show your true self and create your now. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, live your truth. Stop living the stream of others and the influencers around you. Yeah, go back to that Instagram feed. Who caught your eye this morning? What was it about that one post? Was it posted from a mom that had this great picture of all three kids sitting at the breakfast table eating their cereal and oats and their fresh scrambled eggs with a cup of, I don't know, oatmeal or almond milk, fresh squeezed orange juice, and she's sitting there looking beautiful going, look at how we're starting off our Monday. Seriously, do you think that really happened? You know what? She probably took it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, made her kids sit there and said, oh, by the way, I'll give you something if you do this for me. Nobody's life is perfect. And if that was the perfect picture at that time, guess what? She's going to have 50 other days that aren't looking like that. But we stop, right? And we're like, oh my gosh, I feel like a failure. I'm not good enough. Shame on you. Don't say those things. What you believe is what you're going to achieve. So live your truth. Step into who you are. Be the reflection you want to see in others. Most of us know who we want to be. But in all honesty, we're afraid to step into it. I know, been there, done that. Sometimes I do it now. I'm sitting here going, Lord, I know you want me to do this. But if I do this and I open the curtains for everybody to see, what's going to happen? What happens if I fail? Will they stop coming? Will they not believe what I'm saying? Will they walk away even from you? I mean, I even bring God into the situation. I'm sure he's like, now, Christiane, I'm more powerful than you are. Don't go there with me. But we have these honest to goodness conversations with ourselves in our head. Stop it already. Stop the Monday madness. Live your truth. Be the reflection you want to see in others. Create your now. Number two, be present. Live in the moment. Don't think about dinner when you're fixing lunches in the morning. Yeah, how backwards is that? But we do it, don't we? Over and over and over again. Now, if you're on spring break, you're not doing that. But you might be thinking about where you're going to eat for dinner on your way to the beach. Well, are you really taking in the beautiful scenery, the incredible imagery in front of you when you're trying to figure out dinner in your head? You're missing the little giggles from your children. You're missing what they find on the sand as they walk to the beach. You may even be missing a push or shove, saying, oh, come on, Sam, leave me alone already. Those are little moments that you want to treasure because they grow up so fast. But you see, if we're not present, we miss all of that. Don't worry about taxes when you're lying in bed with your sweetheart. Okay, maybe that's stretching it a little bit, but tax season is around the corner if you already haven't started. And you're going to start thinking about taxes going, oh my gosh, I forgot that receipt. I need to find that receipt. And you're going to be doing it laying in bed. Seriously? That's not where you should be having that conversation in your head. If you need to remember it, then write it down and forget about it. Create your now. Live in the truth. Be present. And number three, stand firm in your season. Good or bad, growing or painful. You may not like where you are, but know you are doing your best in the season you're in. We're not perfect, and we never will be, but we can do the best we can do right now, right? This is about your best selfie, not about creating perfection. This is standing firm in your season. Maybe you are going through a painful season. Maybe finances aren't where you want them. Maybe you're having some difficulty in your marriage. Maybe that network marketing company that you signed up for and you're like all in for, you didn't make the cut for that next management level that will bring in even more money than $200 or $300 a month. Stand firm though in your season, good or bad. God's got you. He's gone before you. Don't back away just because you don't know what's before you. Stand firm. You see, when you create your now, this is how communities are built, friendships are made, and healing occurs internally and externally. Live your truth. Be present. Stand firm in your season. You're presenting yourself that you are enough. You don't have to put on this facade of being accepted and loved. You don't have to fit into this small mold and wear labels as how beauty or success is defined. You don't have to live that way. These molds and labels only place limits on your opportunities, which will lead to miles of greatness. But you have to be willing to not fall into those traps. Stop comparing. Stop being somebody else's reflection. Be your own. Remember, we're coming off of International Women's Day. You are incredible just the way you are. Celebrate who you're becoming. Understand that it's vital to embrace who you are and to be authentic to you. Now, that doesn't mean, again, that you're perfect or that you love every bit of who you are. But by being honest with who you are and where you stand now in your season, right this moment, it gives you freedom and a sense of comfort from fear. Kind of doesn't make sense, right? Comfort from fear? Because you see, when we let go of whatever we're holding on to because of the fear that's holding us back, that's when you move out of that painful season into what? A growing season. What is it this season now? We're coming out of winter into spring. And some of us are like, oh my gosh, I can't get to spring fast enough. It's a time of growth. Give yourself the gift of freedom to be where you are at, knowing that it's not forever. A season that will come and go. This too shall pass. The best Insta influencer you can be is you. It's a new week. It's a new day. Welcome to spring. Go out today with a smile on your face. Join your heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.